World's on fire. Our culture's disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Hey, pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed on this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Hey, first of all, we're praying for that little Claudine's little grandbaby out there, Martha. Right? Martha having a baby, Claudine, even right now.
Yeah, she is. And she's at the hospital now. I'm heading to Texas.
Woo! We gonna have another little warrior. Father, we just pray for a perfect delivery and a perfect child, that you be glorified through the life of that little baby in Jesus' name. And we got you covered, Claudine. Man, oh man, having another one, huh?
Grandbaby six.
Whatever happened to the point where children became a burden? How did we let that happen? Don't get me going on that, okay? I'm going to give you fair warning here this morning on show number 2599. Tomorrow will be 2600 shows. That's unbelievable. that's unbelievable. But I want to give you fair warning. This show is going to be a little bit about politics, okay? It's not about politics. If you think what's going on around us is political, you're dumber than a rock. It's spiritual, folks. It's spiritual. But I'm going to blend some stuff here. So just give you fair warning. Some of you may not like it. Some of you may want to suck on your thumb. Some of you may leave and never come back. I'm going to tell you the truth, and then you do whatever the heck you want to do with it, all right? So here's really what I want. I want you to share what you hear. Cheers. We got to wake up those who are on our team, man. We got to wake them up. And part of the promise is they're going to hate you. We are in the most unbelievable time. Now, I'm going to really step on some theology here this morning. Because I'll be honest with you, I don't know. Are we in the last days? Who told you that? Why do you believe them? And what are the last days going to look like? Because there's an element of people who believe in the rapture. There's another element that doesn't believe in the rapture. There's those who are what they call preterism. They believe that it's already come. Jesus has already returned. I mean, folks, look, there's all kinds of mainstream theologies that don't agree. You understand that, don't you? You do? And you understand that we don't get anywhere if you just go over and suck on your thumb and know you're right and everybody else is wrong. There are literally millions of people who have different opinion on the end times. You with me, guys? You understand that? You understand that? And if you are so insecure or secure, however you want to, that you're going to cling to your theology to the very end, you're going to quit listening to this group, so quit coming in here because it disagrees with your theology, I don't even know what the hell to tell you. I don't know what to tell you. So I'm going to touch some of that a little bit here this morning. And I know that Mel has been part of a group out there that's talking about maybe we've kind of misinterpreted the Bible. Not changed it, misinterpreted it. We talk about dispensationalism and when is Jesus coming and all that. Come on, right? We can all be Christians and disagree on eschatology. Hey, Spence, real quickly, see how smart you are there. Look up eschatology. So I want people to understand what I'm talking about here today. And I'm also going to tell you this. I don't even know my eschatology. I don't care if it's a rapture. I don't care if it's next week. I don't care. I was a football coach, baby. You play till the whistle blows. And as far as I know, the whistle ain't blown. Okay? So eschatology is a branch of theology concerned with the final events in the history of the world. That's called eschatology. How does this whole thing end? Okay? And not everybody agrees with it. Number two, eschatology is a belief concerning death, the end of the world, or the ultimate destiny of humankind. That's called eschatology. How do you think this whole thing is going to wrap up? And it says specifically, any of various Christian doctrines. So your doctrine may not be right. Various Christian doctrines concerning the second coming, the resurrection of the dead, or the last judgment. Eschatology is the study of how this whole thing ends. Cool? We're all on the same page on that? And whatever your eschatology is, there's somebody that disagrees. And that's okay. And that's okay, right? And so I don't focus on the rapture. I don't talk much about the rapture. Is there one? I don't care. I don't care. Because I know that about a year ago, it's 2:12 coming up here. We're soon going to be at the day where my brother passed into glory. Wasn't no rapture for him. Wasn't no second coming for him. He died. And odds are pretty good that there are a lot of people who are already dead who are waiting on the rapture. Everybody agree on that? Everybody agree? So the fact that you believe something doesn't make it true. And I'm not here to argue eschatology. That's not what it's about. You believe what you want. But I came across this, and this is really, really kind of fat. I got a lot of stuff, folks, a lot of stuff. And where did I start here? Okay, let me do this real quick, and then we'll come back. We now know for sure, where is it? Number two. We know for sure, without any doubt, now, the 2020 election was stolen. I could play this 2-minute video. I'm not going to play it. I'll play a little bit of it, okay? Just a little bit of it. I'm not going to watch the whole thing. Let me say this again very, very slowly. The 2020 election was stolen. No doubt about it, especially since they seized all the ballots, yada, yada, yada. It was stolen. Well, how about this? Corrupt. Call it whatever you want to. It was corrupt, a corrupt election. And they sold it to us as well, we know what I mean, right? J6, all that stuff spun off of the fact that, right, we thought the election was dishonest. All of it, we did, we thought. So guys went to Washington, D.C. and ended up in prison simply for saying the election was dishonest. And now we know the election was dishonest. Scroll a little bit for Benny Johnson. Benny's really good. Right there, just start this. I'm not going to watch the whole thing. I'll put it in the chat. You watch it for yourself. FBI confirms vote counting regulated in Georgia in 2020 election. It is now confirmed Georgia was cheated. Okay? Now, what beyond Georgia? Stay with me. I'm building a case for something here. Okay? Go ahead. Just click on that. We'll watch a couple minutes. Then put it in the chat.
The 2020 election, the FBI has now released its affidavit that they used as a predicate to raid the election center in the state of Georgia, and it is absolutely and totally devastating, Lib's worst nightmare, observing that at least one file with dates modified in 2024, along with others modified prior to January 11th, 2024.
Here's what they did. They went back into the record. They went back into the records and changed the records. Do you understand? When they realized they were caught, they went back in and changed the records. Now, because of technology, these smart computer gurus, they're able to find out. Look here. Witness two changed witness. They show you where somebody went in and altered different files. This is proof that the election was cheated. Go ahead.
The election officials went into the files and they changed them. They changed the ballots. They miscounted ballots. They uploaded images of ballots that didn't exist. They were short by 17,000 ballots on the official tally. This is
okay,
completely
stop.
And
put
totally
in the chat. Now you know what's going on. It is without a doubt the 2020 election was corrupt. That doesn't mean Trump won. It was corrupt. And how long have they told us? How long have they told us it wasn't corrupt? Let me remind you here a second, okay? Can I? Let me remind you. Where is it here? Oh, Lord Jesus, help me out here. Number five. Pull up number five. Most powerful people in the world. Go ahead and play it.
not going to be president. He is not, Donald Trump is not going to be president of the United States. Take it to the bank. Okay. I guarantee it.
All right. All right.
You think if he becomes the president here, make it great because the States is already great.
I think that man will be president of the United States right about the time that spaceships come down filled with dinosaurs and red capes.
On that note, Tom.
Take it from me. How about that?
Yes, and then, of course, there's Donald Trump. Donald Trump has been saying that he will run for president as a Republican, which is surprising since I just assumed he was running as a joke.
Reason. You understand, folks, that this whole cabal from the very beginning was to make sure an outsider did not get in. Keep going.
Donald Trump, just last week, he confirmed to the National Review that he is again considering a run in 2016.
Do it. Do it. Look at me. Do it. I will personally write you a campaign check now on behalf of this country, which does not want you to be president, but which badly wants you to run.
So when you stand and deliver that State of the Union address, in no part of your mind or brain can you imagine Donald Trump standing up one day and delivering a State of the Union address?
Well, I can imagine it in a Saturday night skit.
I continue to believe Mr. Trump will not be president.
He will never be president of the United States.
And we better be ready for the fact that he may be leading the Republican ticket
next. I know you don't believe that, but I want to go on.
Sorry to laugh.
Okay, here we are. And which Republican candidate has the best chance of winning the general election?
Of the declared ones right now, Donald Trump.
Okay, put it in the chat. You can watch it later. On and on and on and on. From the very beginning, they didn't want Donald Trump. Look, this is not supporting Donald Trump. Relax. I'm trying to show you something here. Pull up Satan Loosed. Folks, let me ask you something. How do we know we're in the end times? How do we know, as the preterist would say, those of you who don't know what a preterist is, a preterist is someone who believes that the second coming of Jesus already occurred. Basically, a lot of stuff we read about in Matthew's already occurred. Pull that up real quick, Spencer. Yeah, give you a little theology lesson here, okay? Spencer, look up preterist. Preterist. Did you guys even know there was such a theology and eschatology known as a preterism? What is a preterist? No, P-R-E-T, preterist. There it is. Yeah, go at the top. Preterist is a Christian eschatological view or belief that interprets some or all prophecies of the Bible as events which have already been fulfilled. Hang on, I'm not taking a position, but you better understand that there are many people out there who believe Jesus already came second time. Right? The school of thought interprets the book of Daniel as referring to events that happened from the 7th century BC to the 1st century AD, while seeing the prophecies in the book of Revelation, as well as Christ's predictions with the Olivet Discourse, as events that happened in the 1st century. That's preterism, okay? Folks, listen. This is a, what's the word, acceptable belief in Christianity. Preterism kind of counters dispensationalism. Two different views. Okay. The term preterism comes from the Latin praetor, which is a prefix denoting that something is past or beyond. Okay. Now, so I'm setting the stage for you here, right? Pull up for me, Satan Loosed. What if our eschatology is wrong in time? What if it's wrong and Satan's loosed right now? After 1,000 years have ended in the millennial kingdom, two additional things must happen before we get a new heaven and new earth. The two events will seal the fate of Satan and all the unsaved people who have ever lived once and for all. So we know that the scripture, scroll down a little bit, the scripture tells us that Satan is going to be loosed one more time. This first event is almost unbelievable. When Jesus comes back for the second time, set up his millennial kingdom for 1,000 years, the Bible tells us that Satan is chained up in the bottomless pit during those 1,000 years. He'll no longer be free to tempt or torment humans during the same. However, after the 1,000 years, it tells us that he's going to be let loose for a little season. Mel, isn't that what you're talking about? Isn't that what you're studying? Huh? Is it possible? Yeah. Hey, friends, can come on now. Can you look across America and think, what the hell is wrong with people? How can they possibly believe some of the things that we go on? What is going on? Put this in the chat. I'm not here to support preterism, but you better be aware that it is an acceptable biblical position. Okay? It's acceptable to be a preterist, to say, huh? And what if we are right now in the time where Satan has been loosed for a little while? Oh, that's something to think about, isn't it? Now, let me throw a couple things at you that you gotta come on now. Come on now. Pull up for me number one, chemtrails. See what? You think chemtrails are normal? Here's a website that you can go to. Okay, I'm not gonna spend time on it. Put it in the chat. This guy has got all kinds of research on chemtrails. If they're putting stuff in the air, would everybody agree with me? That's pretty wicked. That's pretty wicked. Only the devil could come up. Scroll down, Spencer. Just scroll down a little bit on this page. I don't know this guy. Look, he's got video. Look, he's done examinations of chemtrails. What's in them? Going down. Keep going down. Put it in the chat. I don't care. You don't have to believe it. Look at this. Update. Gulf candida, Magellan sized synthetic parasites in the system. Chemtrails, are they spitting this stuff on? I don't know. Put it in the chat, okay? But that would certainly be demonic, would it not? Would it not be demonic if they're spraying stuff on us? And who the hell came up with the idea to spray stuff on us? By the way, the snow started to melt around here yesterday. By that, I mean up till the first few days, it wasn't melting. It was disappearing, but wasn't melting. You couldn't make a snowball. I don't know what's going on. Put it in the chat. You can chase after when you want to. Okay, now, hey. I'm looking. Hang on. Pull up number nine. Why are they covering for Les Wexner? The good guys. You guys know who Les Wexner is, right? Les Wexner is the owner of the Limited. What's the other business? Come on, somebody help me.
Victoria's Secret.
Victoria's Secrets. Les Wexner lives in New Albany, Ohio. Les Wexner's name is on everything at Ohio State University. There's a movement to get Les Wexner's name off. Les Wexner is a billionaire. He has a big wing at Children's Hospital here in Columbus, Ohio. And these are guys at Ohio State University. Well, this is a long story. I'm not going to get into it. About molestation. Wrestlers were molested at Ohio State University. But there's a movement out there now to remove Les Wexner's name off of the Ohio State University. Go ahead and play this. It's real quick. Hang on. Wexner plays both sides. Are you looking at me, Frick? Huh? Wexner owns Democrats and Republicans. Wake up. This is Michael DeSabato. Michael was molested. Anyway, it's the whole, as a wrestler at Ohio State University. Go ahead, play it. The hunt for Leslie Wexner.
Who is part of a trifecta of sexual abuse scandals.
How you doing?
Are we going to get some justice for the survivors, Mr. T-Berry? Survivors outside, are we going to get some justice
Pat
for them?
T-Berry is a congressman.
Johnson, you ever get tired of telling lies for these people? Hmm? You ever get tired of telling lies for these people?
I don't tell any lies.
They're trying to get Lex Wexner. He won't answer a subpoena.
His people right there. Board chairman, John Ziger, is his personal lawyer. Where's Wexner, Ziger? We got to get you straightened up, brother.
I don't think
it's a conflict of interest?
I speak for the university, the university.
How is this?
I'll talk to you later.
Who's covering for Wexner? Put it in the chat. I want to move on. Put it in the chat. Who's covering for Les Wexner? I can give you personal experience that the Dobbenmeyer family, I want to say this in the right way, having to do with child pornography, an investigation to someone close to us, and it went clear across the freaking world. Nobody covered for Coach Dave. Nobody covered for Les Wexner. And what's his name? Epstein and Wexner. Wexner funded Epstein. Anybody here calling for Les Wexner's arrest? Oh, by the way, they want him to come and testify. He's refusing a subpoena. What would happen to you if you did that? So Thomas Massie, point number seven. By the way, I think Thomas Massie is a good guy. And something's wrong that Trump doesn't like Massie. And I ain't at the bottom of that one yet. I'm going to tell you this. I trust Massie more than Trump. But I give Trump the benefit of the doubt that maybe he doesn't want to show all those cards before. I don't know what's going on. Listen to what Thomas Massie says to Pam Bondi. They're acting like the Epstein thing never happened, right? It never happened. Never happened. Go ahead. I'm giving you a lot, I know. Go ahead.
And behind me, I have three documents from the DOJ production that are emblematic of the massive failure of the DOJ to comply with the Epstein Files Transparency Act. To my right is an email that was sent by the victim's lawyers to the DOJ. It was a list of names not to redact, a list of names not to release. What did the DOJ do with this email? They released this email in the document production. Literally the worst thing you could do to the survivors, you did. And they're getting phone calls. A lot of these people didn't want to be known. And we know you touched the document because you redacted one name and you redacted the lawyer's name, but you left the survivor's name there. The next document I want to show you, and that was in the title, the victim's survivor's names, all right? The title of this one is Child Sex Trafficking, Co-Conspirators. Fully redacted. And by the way, I'm going to unredact them here. Les Wexner is in this. Now, your assistant, your deputy attorney general said, oh, well, he appears hundreds of times in the files, but he doesn't appear in this file until I forced you to release it, where he's listed as a co-conspirator, not to tax evasion, but to child sex trafficking. Not to prostitution, not to money laundering, child sex trafficking.
So, please, put it in the chat. Let me ask yourself this question. You mean to tell me right now there isn't anybody they can arrest? Isn't anybody they can arrest? Nobody? What would happen to you if you hid from a subpoena? What would happen to you? What would happen to you? Dale's going on. What's going on? Okay, hang on. Pull up. I'm sorry, I got a lot of stuff here. Where was it? I did that. Pull up number 11. Hey, friends, when are we going to come to the realization that there's a devil loose? Yeah, Dennis Hastert. Remember that name? When are we going to come to the realization that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers? Against evil spirits in high places? And when are we going to come to the realization that people will not do the right thing on their own? Hopefully, Christians will, but Christians aren't. Because why? You tell me. Now, friends, this is what we're against. And if you think these people aren't demonically oppressed, I don't know what to tell you. Go ahead and play this.
No, I'm not.
What are you with?
I'm a James Klug on YouTube.
Who's that?
That's me.
James Klug, how do you spell it?
K-L-U-G.
Do you have any credentials?
No, I I don't have. Well, I'm a YouTuber.
But you're not one of the MAGAs?
MAGAs? I did vote for Donald Trump.
Oh, f*** you. All right, we've got some MAGAs. MAGAs on a carpet.
Hold on one sec.
I don't want to contribute to your site, and if I see it, my son-in-law, who's an attorney, will be contacting you. So
he's,
I did not give
that's
you
not
permission.
How the First Amendment works, ma'am.
Oh, really? Yes, so now you're citing amendments?
Well, there's no expectation of privacy in a public setting.
Oh, okay. Well, my son-in-law's an attorney, so he'll be here.
Do you have any restrictions on your body by law? Do you have any laws on your body?
Do you?
Yes.
What's that?
I can't. Well, I'm too old to get pregnant now, but I did, certainly. I did not have choice when I was a young woman.
Again, it's in your body. It's not your body. If it was your body, you would be the one getting aborted.
Yes, sir.
Actually, hey,
stand up, fight back!
What organization are you guys with? Do you mind if I ask?
Stand up, fight back!
Right on, man. Thanks for your time.
Stand up, fight back!
You got it. Is it indivisible?
Stand up, fight back!
What?
Get the f*** off campus!
Why are you so angry?
Because you're a f***ing idiot.
Why can't you have a dialogue?
There's a lot of loving, kind-hearted people here.
Like you?
I don't get to talk to pieces of
Are you loving and kind-hearted?
F*** the property. Film the f*** you guys.
You're a very nice young man. We appreciate you.
When that f***ing fetus is born,
no need to swear.
All you want to do
no
is no education, no health care, no help for the mother.
No
Go
educated.
Get a vasectomy.
Give us one argument.
Shut up.
You're all this one good argument.
No, shut the up.
What?
I don't want to argue with
just
you.
Name
I don't
want
to change your mind.
Die, you rednecks. Why don't you quit being such a waste of oxygen?
Okay, so there you go. Folks, look, this is the opposition, and the opposition is demonically oppressed. Friends, this isn't political. The Republicans, I'm telling you, are just as crooked. And we can get as mad as we want to at President Trump. I'm going to open it up here in a second. Folks, how the hell would you navigate this landscape that we're facing today? Save Act, is that the name of it? Safe Act, whatever, trying to secure elections passed by one vote. You know that? That we know our elections are corrupt, and so Congress wants to pass a law that says the Safe Act, let's make our elections safe. And Republicans voted against it. Now it passed by one vote. Now it's going to go to the Senate, and they don't know. They don't know if the Democrats and some Republicans will vote to keep elections safe. Why won't they vote to keep elections safe? Because they're of their father, the devil, and they're in office for their own advancement. And it's not the advancement of the kingdom of God, friends. And the church won't get involved, and the church won't get engaged. Let me bring in, I'm going to open it up. Let me bring in something lighthearted. Let me do two things. I'll play two things. Play number 10, and then get ready for number 8. Number 10. Bear with us a second here, folks. Is that it?
That so much of Netflix content for children promotes a transgender ideology. Almost half of your content for children, I'm talking about minor children now, I'm not talking about teenagers, minor children promotes a transgender ideology agenda. I was just looking at the data here from your various series. And what concerns me is, just 2 days ago, a jury in New York awarded a former transitioner $2 million because she said that her psychologists and others pressured her into, they pushed on her an ideology that proved to be extremely detrimental. I'm sure you know that in the UK, the National Health Service in the UK has said that they're not going to perform transgender surgeries or any longer so-called gender-affirming care for minors, including in counseling, because it is so incredibly detrimental. Our own HHS has come forward with similar findings this past year, yet if you turn on Netflix, you'll find that an enormous amount, and I say this as a parent with three young children, an enormous amount of your children's programming has this ideology and agenda in it. Is this an advocacy position for Netflix? Are you? Is this a an ideological commitment you have? Why?
Trannies, what the hell's going on? Where's the church? Go to the next one. I'm about done here. About done. By the way, and what I heard from Juan O'Savin last night. So I don't know if it was in the pre-show. I was telling you about that. President Trump is going to declare, because the information that's now come out, that we know that the election of 2020 was stolen, Trump's going to declare that an act of war, which it was, right? It was an act of war. Did people die as a result of that? Did people go to jail as a result of that? So Trump's going to declare an act of war and is going to demand in-person paper ballots. He's able to do that. That's so all this act that's going on right now, the SAFE Act, all that stuff, it doesn't matter one way or another. Trump's going to clean up the elections, because if we don't clean up the elections, we'll never have liberty again, never be free again. Okay, what one did I tell you to play? Which one? Whatever one I told you, I got so many more things. Go ahead and play it, Spencer. Do you know which one I said? Oh, boy, which one was I talking about? Next.
Number eight.
Oh, this is good. Number eight. Everybody like Bruce Springsteen? Huh? Born in the USA. Born in the USA. And he's about as lefty as you get. So Natasha Owens. Huh? What? This is awesome. The boss, Bruce Springsteen, the boss. Play this. 2 minutes, 33 seconds.
The boss. Yeah, I thank God you're not the boss.
What about Lake and Riley? Is Charlie too hard to say? What about when you took your shot at the one you call king? Where is your song for justice? Where is your song for working man? I was born in the USA, and you spit on my promised land. You preach from your mansion, but you don't know the cost. I thank God you're not the boss.
I thank God you're not the boss.
From the boss. We need help from the boss.
Amen. Amen. All right. So I want to open it up, because look. Here's my point, I guess. If there is a point to it. I started out there. What if our eschatology is wrong and Satan has been loosed? Can anybody explain anything? Any other way that this wickedness would be flourishing the way it is? It is something supernatural going on. Now, the church says, well, it's supernatural stuff going on because, coach, the rapture's coming. So let's just stop for a second and say, There ain't no rapture. Let's just all agree for a minute. If Jesus split the eastern sky tomorrow and said to everybody, there ain't any rapture, you guys are going to have to clean this up yourself, would you still be doing what you're doing? And I posit to you today that we have thrown up our hands and said, we're not fighting anymore. Come and take us out of here. And I'm sorry, occupy till I come. I don't think the Bible teaches that. All right, Kevin, come on in. See, are you mad now because I don't agree eschatology? You don't know what I believe. I'm just telling you, they're not playing till the end. Quitter. You're a quitter. Kevin, come on in.
Netflix, right after Obama got out of office, was appointed to the board of directors. So now, that's why you have so much transgender, because we had a transgender in office.
We have been
so deceived by everything.
Lies, deception, and fear, oh my. Lies, deception, and fear, oh my. Hey, folks, what if the Bible's true? I can pull out a scripture. Biggest Bible verse wins. The whole creation groaneth, waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. What if this wicked, wicked, wicked world we find ourselves in is just waiting for us to show up? Just waiting for us to show up and push back against it rather than believe we're going to be evacuated out of it. And I'm not taking a position on the rapture. I'd be willing to bet my entire house and everything I own that I die before I'm raptured. Anybody else want to take that bet? If the chances of you dying before you get raptured, then why are you waiting on a rapture? I hope there is one. I hope we're rescued from it. If there is, I'm gone. Whew. Man, nothing worse than waiting for the emergency squad to come when you need them and they never show up, is there? Go ahead, Martin.
Coach, once again, thank you, sir. Thank you for being relevant to our culture, not just sitting in a church somewhere speaking with khaki pants on.
Yep.
I just want to say, here in Ohio, we've got a fantastic candidate named Marcel Sturbridge. He is all over this, Coach. He has been looked at even by the Trump administration. He's just a good man. We need to get him in Ohio Secretary of State office.
Hey, Glenn, hang on, Martin. Hang on. Hey, Glenn, is the Republican Party for Martin Sturbevich? Are they for him, Glenn? Can he win? Can he win without the support of the Republican Party, Glenn?
Yeah. He can win, but as far as the Republican Party, at least in Franklin County, that's so.
Not so. All right, go ahead, Marty.
Yeah, so thanks, Glenn. I appreciate your true facts on that. Yeah, pray for the Sturbridge campaign. I happen to be his spiritual advisor, which is an honor, very humbling. So I've been guiding him biblically through this mess. And Glenn's right on. Glenn is right on. The Ohio Republican Party is doing some pretty underhanding stuff towards the Sturbridge campaign. So yeah, so Coach, you're nailing it, sir. It's not just on the upper echelon level of political here.
Snakes.
It's
at snakes, the
it is. So thanks, Coach. If you would ever want him on Coach Dave Live, I can connect him. Okay, right. God bless everybody.
Joe Allen, come on in, Joe. They're snakes, folks. They're all owned by somebody. Go ahead. Joe.
The nefarious ones always tell you what they're going to do. Or Barack Obama said when he was retiring, what he's going to do in his future. He said he would love to sit in his basements in his sweatpants and run the government.
Yep, amen.
Enough said.
Well, Joe, he ain't running it. There's somebody above him. The kings of the earth have set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed. That's what it says. See, we can call Barack Obama as a tool. He's just a tool. There is a deep state. There is a new world order. It's real. It's real. It's real. And we don't believe it. Somebody said earlier, a couple weeks ago, a month ago, whatever, encouraging me to run for governor. Hey, Glenn, You think the Republican Party would support me running for governor? You think they want an outsider? Are you kidding me? Nope. And so we're so stupid and blind that we'll go in there and pull that R lever no matter what. Vinny.
Well, you mentioned snakes, right, Coach? Well, we have some snakes in the FBI because they planned their response to January 6th months in advance. I posted it in chat for you.
Really?
Yep.
They knew it was coming, didn't they, Vinny? Huh? They knew it was coming. Now, folks, ask yourself this. How many guy, Bill Dunphy, spent time in jail for doing nothing more than exercising his God-given right to petition the government for redress of grievances? And what did they do? They made it violent. Who did? They did. They made it violent. Why? So they could arrest him. They made it violent. Huh? Oh, yeah, they did. Vinny, I'm looking forward here. I'm having a hard time. If you put it in chat, I'll find it. I don't see it right now. Folks, two teams. Team Jesus and Team Lucifer. Now, you hear me. You were born under Team Lucifer. I'm going to say it again. You're born under Team Lucifer.
Boom.
That's why you have to be born again. Born from above. And sadly, those of us who have been born from above will not unify and fight for the kingdom of God here on earth. We won't do it. We are so heavenly conscious that we're no earthly good. We got our mind on heaven and the rapture and ignoring everything that's going on around us. And the whole world's groaning. Oh, my God. Is anybody else groaning other than me when I look at what's going on? Anybody else groaning? Are you kidding me? Waiting for God's people to show up. They going to? No, because the eschatology doesn't line up with it. The eschatology tells you to escape. Jesus said, occupy till I come. Anybody want to correct me on that? Am I missing something? Did Jesus say, occupy till I come? Has Jesus come? Has he? Well, I don't know. I don't know. Well, then we ought to be occupying. Are we? No. We're evacuating. We're hiding and evacuating. They told us there's a separation between the church and state. And we said, thank you. We don't have to mix politics anymore. We'll let the wicked rule over us. Somebody tell me where that's biblical. Come on in, Lynn Garner.
Coach, what you said about the rapture, when our Lord Jesus Christ was in the Garden of Gethsemane, he was sweating drops of blood. He said, Lord, if it be your will, let this cup pass from me. But nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done.
Amen. Amen. So in other words, Lynn, Almighty God could have rescued his boy, couldn't he?
Yep.
Yeah, could have rescued his boy. Can you imagine his son pleading with his dad? Don't make me do this, Daddy. Don't make me do this, Daddy. But if you want me to, I will. And we won't even run the risk of being criticized. Judah. Thanks, Lynn.
Morning, Coach. Absolutely incredible. Absolutely incredible. What I love just watching this whole process is, as they've released these files, we're now getting people who are in Congress or in the Senate who are making statements. Why is this so important? Because now they're making statements and they're all kind of jumping on the bandwagon. But there is other committees where some of these people, they knew what was going on, and now they're just pretending that they're just now finding out. Oh, boy.
So, Jed, let me hold that. I don't want to lose this thought. Hey, friends, if this is as deep and as widespread as we believe, both Republicans and Democrats, not only engaging in the pedophilia and the Epstein, not only engaging in it, but knowing about it and not doing anything about it. By the way, that would be a crime, would it not? If they know that it's going on and they don't do anything about it. Do you understand that this could bring the collapse of the American government? Do you understand that? Do you understand how deep this infiltration by the wicked one is? And it'd be a lot easier just to go in and arrest somebody. But hey, folks, it ain't, huh? Hey, you mean to tell me those guys in Congress don't know about Epstein Island, what was going on and who was doing it? You mean to tell me they aren't covering for their buddies? Come on. And is Donald Trump looking at all this stuff and his advisors saying to him, dude, if you pull that string, you pull on that string, Mr. President, here's where that thing's running. And he's sitting back saying, holy crap, what? Maybe he's involved. But what if he hadn't? And they tell him, pull that string. When you pull that string, you're going to be amazed at what you're going to see, Mr. President. Hey, the Republicans don't even want fair elections. Why? Because they want to make sure that they don't get any more renegades like Trump in office. They want to make sure they can control who gets elected. There is no doubt, the evidence will show, Donald Trump was elected president in 2020. No doubt, it's coming out. Now, I put this right here to top of my list today. Now what? What do we do when it's proven the election was stolen? What do we do? Come on back in, Judd. I didn't mean to cut you. I meant to cut you
off. No, that's okay. The fabulous part is this, is that they've only released, say, a half, let's say a quarter. What lays in the second half? And now if you're just following people, good people, I look at the people who kicked me out of my church. I look at the people who in our church or churches who've been protecting the establishment and didn't want to talk about all the politics, didn't want to talk about religion, didn't want to talk about the financial donations or the homes that they bought with the financial donations and yada, 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 yada.
Yep. It would just be soft corruption, wouldn't it? It wouldn't be deep heart, just soft corruption. That's all. Wait a minute. No. Blessings of the Lord. Their corruption is just blessings of the Lord upon them. Go ahead, Judd.
But the second half of what's coming, their people are going to need other believers, Christians, to ground people. You can already see it. People are starting to absolutely just lose. Because here's what's happened. The mental box that most people are put in, they're not prepared for what they're about to see, hear, and learn.
Amen.
And the bigger part about that is to see, hear, and learn what's coming. I think you can't do it without Christ. Like you have to pick a lane. You have to say, okay, I've come to my crossroads. I have to pick a lane. Which road am I going to go down? Because one leads to the bottomless pit and the other one leads to the Father. And literally, I think people are going to get put in this position to where they're going to have to go, wow, because there are going to be so many people right now, and it's happening already. People are going to put their head in the ground in the sand and go, yeah. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to see it. Because it literally fractures your mind of what reality should be. And what's happened is it's evil and it's good. And literally, that's the thing is, God's giving us a second chance to be able to pick a lane. And this is what I call normies. Normies now are getting to the point where you can't ignore politics. This is fabulous. Before, people at work, people on the sports team, people everywhere, we're just not going to talk about politics.
Yeah.
This involves everything to do about politics. And it's the corruption, it's the evil that's being shown, and you have to finally come to grips with acknowledging it. That's the thing is, these congressmen and senators and everybody else, the system's been corrupt for so long.
Our government's going to collapse, folks. If we get to the bottom of this, our government will collapse.
And reestablish and rebirth something new.
That's right. So Judd, let me jump in here real quick before I forget it. Pull up number three. Folks, it's going to collapse. I saw the other day, yesterday, after silver and gold have collapsed, they said silver. I saw a show last night, just supply and demand, just supply and demand. We need silver for everything. We need silver for everything. Computers, we need silver for everything. And there's a limited amount of silver. Silver is going to go to numbers that we can't even imagine. And right now they're trying to buffalo you all out of silver and gold. Be careful. Be careful. Okay, how about this? Now, I want to piggyback off this. I see Jeff. I'll get you in here. Jack, I'll get you in here. Trump announces an event to rededicate America as one nation under God. What? Trump did that? Oh, I know. He's a scammer. He's a scammer. Yeah, Randy, which God? That's a good question. So I was thinking about this. When is this? Scroll down here. Talking to the Coach Dave Livers out there. When's he going to do this? National Mall to rededicate America's One Nation Under God 250th anniversary on when? May 17th. May 17th. Hey, folks, what if we organized here a baptismal ceremony? We spent the next 2 months inviting people to our baptismal ceremony. A rebirth of a nation, a rebirth of individuals, a rededication to Christ, declared by the President of the United States. Are we going to miss this opportunity? Are we going to miss this opportunity? Yeah, we'll be after the hangings, Beth. I hope it's in the middle of the hangings. I hope. Come on in, Jeff. You've been waiting a minute. Come on, Jeff and Jack. Let's get that organized. Let's do it. Let's baptize 1,000 people in Licking County. Go ahead.
Coach, you know, Judah was saying pick a lane. We got to start picking the lanes. And with these elections coming up, people are going to be speaking. They're going to be doing events and an opportunity time to go in and speak and pick a lane right there in front of God and everybody.
Pick a lane, baby.
I did that back here in Knox County about, I don't know, a year and a half ago or whatever it was. We had an event here, Bernie Marino, 3 people running for judges, 2 running for state reps, 1 running for sheriff, 1 running for county commissioner. And I got the opportunity and I was selling Trump hats and flags in the event, right? Stage right. And so as we were doing this, I was the last one to get the microphone and asked Bernie this question when he was about ready to wrap up. He said, you know, because he told me out in the hall beforehand that he was a Christian, born again. So I asked him, I said, why is it you people run for office? You talk about jobs, this and that, all the same talking points, but you don't come right out and start with, hey, I'm a Christian, born again. This is my beliefs and my morals. I said, you don't do that. Well, that was the question I posed in front of the whole crowd with the microphone, about 250 people in there. They applauded. I mean, they applauded. I was like, oh, my goodness, we got him fired up. He didn't know what to say, so he held it off for a little bit. Then he come back to me. He says, that's a good question. He said, back to your question. That was a good one. And he answered, and he started saying, I'm born again, blah, blah, blah. And the people applauded for him. And I thought, why don't you run like that when you run for office?
Because his advisors tell him not to. His
advisors tell him not to. Yep, that's exactly right. So right when it was over, that was the end. I walked over and got me a hot dog. And here come this female apostate pastor running for office, deadheading to me. Because I mentioned something about fighting the battles of this evil that's going on to Bernie. And when she come walking, deadheading towards me, I knew she was coming. She walked up to me. I'm eating this hot dog. And she told me who it was. I said, I know who you are. I said, but let me ask you a question. What have you done? Because she's trying to tell me, oh, I fight these battles, blah, 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 blah. I said, let me ask you one question. What have you done? And she, oh, buddy, she deadheaded away from me, left me, and went straight over a group, about 4 or 5 women. I just stood there smiling, eating my hot dog. I thought, that's just what I thought, lady.
Yep. Amen. 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 Hey, look, we got to, did you pull that up there, Spencer? Wait a minute. Wait, maybe I can do it. I got distracted here a second. What does Trump say here? Where was that thing? Pull that link back up. Hang on. Jack, come on in while I'm looking for it. Hang on. Scroll down there a minute. Huh? What did he say? What did he say he wanted to do? Efforts to return religion back to the public arena. He wants to turn religion back to the public arena. A lot of you Christians out there don't think he's Christian enough for you. He wants to legalize Jesus. Donald Trump wants to legalize Jesus. He's not Christian enough for most people, most Christians. Come on in, Jack.
Okay. I don't want to get into this conversation. I just want to plant this little thought seed for a lot of these smart people in the queue to think about. Are the Convention of States people complicit? A constitutional convention would collapse the republic before the pedos got exposed. You think about that.
Yeah, that's a whole nother issue, man.
That's a Rick Green. Rick Green's one of those good people that's pushing Convention of States. Yeah. If it collapses, these guys get away scot-free.
Amen. Randy.
Well, I agree with Jack. We can't be stupid here, but Coach, we have to, at some point we have to jump on a righteous, justice, truth and mercy train and get part of, see this as God's perspective and not just a political, a geopolitical point of view. Okay. Look, patriotism is awesome. It's great, but that ain't the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is Christ first. Country. Okay, we have a lot of them haven't inverted. They don't know. Okay, that's fine. Amen.
But not their fault. Coach, they went to public school.
But I will say this, Coach, and I'll go down with this one. The Epstein Files Transparency Act that Thomas Massie brought forth with all the Republicans against him, except for just three.
Yep.
All of them didn't have the stones to buck Trump or anybody else in or the party and vote with him. And they were, so I'm going to say this, that is going to determine, is going to be seen. And that is the reveal. I don't care all about the White Hats operation I've heard about these years. Let them keep fighting. They're patriotic, but this law, Coach, is going to make hypocrites out of everyone who won't see it fulfilled. That's and right. That may be God's plan. I don't know.
See, here's what I think is going on. I'm running out of time. Here's what I think is going on, to be honest with you. I think that it is so deep, it will cause the collapse of government. I think that's one of the reasons some of these guys are pushing the clutch in. That's why. Hey, folks, what if we find out that 90% of the Congress is involved in this? What happens next? It's easy for us to sit back and say what we should do. Hey, friends, Bill and Hillary they're gonna testify publicly. Do you have any idea what that could turn into? Oh my goodness, Judah, come on in. Wrap it up here.
I'll wait till the after show.
Okay. So look. I don't even know what I believe from an eschatological standpoint. I really don't know. I don't know. But I can tell you this. I don't spend my time sitting around studying the signs of the times. I can look out and see in my public schools, they're trying to turn boys into girls. What the hell, you got other signs you got to study? You got other signs that you have to study?
Amen.
You look out and you watch your government is spending money on things you find reprehensible. And your solution is what? Pray that we be evacuated out of here. I wonder if I get raptured out of here, do my grandkids get to come? Or are they going to have to sit here and fend for themselves? Folks, we're in the middle of it, baby. We're in the middle of it. And whoever's telling you not to get involved, if your pastor says, we don't mix religion and politics here, I'd run for my life. We're in the middle of it, man. What happens if the government collapses? See you tomorrow.